I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We have a great show for you, one that I have been looking forward to, because if you've been listening to the show, you know that we love success stories at I've Decided. That's why we do what we do. Our purpose is to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they may be. So all the success stories that are happening, we love them. We love sharing about them, and we love bringing them to you because there is nothing, I think, more inspirational than success stories. When you hear someone who's done something that you want to achieve, it gives you that motivation and that encouragement to know that you can do it too. And so I am in the studio today with Miss Gwen Alexander. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you and I met, you said, was it the very first conference that we had? Did you actually come to the very first one? This would be 6 years ago.
Was that the one at the Civic Center?
Our first conference was at the Civic Center.
Okay, so that would have been the one.
Yay. So you've been actually a part of I've Decided. I was thinking for a few years, but really like ever since the beginning.
Well, when I went to the conference, I thought you'd just been doing this forever.
That's what you thought? That's good. I did a good job tricking everyone, I guess. That's not how I felt. So that's awesome to hear. Thanks, Gwen. But yeah, no, our 2015 was the year that we had our very first conference. So this is our sixth motivational and leadership conference kickoff coming up February the 1st that we will have had. So we're about to go into our sixth year. Isn't that exciting?
Yes, and I'm excited for you. It's been great to watch your journey throughout all of this.
Oh, thank you. Well, so you've had a great journey too. I mean, obviously you're going to share a lot about your goals and dreams and things that you've accomplished in your life that you've set out to accomplish and your goals and dreams that you've been accomplishing over the last few years. But obviously, we're super excited to have you as one of our speakers at the conference on February the 1st.
Yes.
And that was one of your goals, to actually become a speaker.
Yes. It's actually kind of funny because when I took the Master Your Message program, I thought, okay, I'll have to do the next program before I'd probably get a chance to speak at your conference. And after I did the, you know, my presentation, you said, I want you to give that at the conference this year. It's like, wow, okay.
When I heard you speak, I got chills, literally. Like, I welled up inside. Like, it brought out an emotional feeling. Plus, I just got chills. And I'm like, there was no doubt. No doubt we had to have you speak at our conference. But so that's kind of the end result. But we want to hear the journey, right? We all love to hear the journey where it starts. Now, I didn't even realize this. You and I were talking before we started recording, and you're a Southern girl like me.
Yes, I'm from Southern Louisiana. Most people probably can't even spell this word, but I'm from Thibodaux, Louisiana.
I've actually heard of it. I'm from Mobile, Alabama, so okay. I'm from down there. So
so we're actually, I have to describe it to people, we're a little further south than New Orleans. So if you go to New Orleans, you need to keep going down almost to the Gulf of Mexico to get to where I grew up.
Wow. And so you landed here in the Central Illinois area 20 years ago.
Yes.
And never left.
No, I haven't. And every winter I ask myself, why am I still here?
I know, but you know, the winters can be tough, although this winter has been wonderful. They can be tough, but I do like the seasons. Do you like the seasons?
That was one of the things I had to get used to. We really don't experience seasons down south. It's right. Either hot or cold. I had never seen leaves fall off a tree before.
Right.
So now I have the honor of raking leaves every year and finding something to do with those.
Right. Well, palm trees, right? That's what we had to deal with way down there on the Gulf of Mexico. You guys probably had a lot of palm trees.
Well, not palm trees, just the trees never lost their leaves.
Right.
I've just never seen that.
That's funny. I guess I've not ever thought about that, but that is true. They don't lose their leaves way down south. Very true. So, all right. So what brought you to the conference 5 years ago? I'm curious where you were at. I know some of your journey, but I want you to share it with the audience. Where were you at when you came to the conference 5 years ago? Like, where were you going? Like, what was your plan? What were you thinking?
I was kind of at a transition in my life. I just, I think around that time, paid off my student loans. And there is hope at the end of the tunnel for you, those of you that are trying to pay off your student loans. And so it was like, okay, now I can, what do I want to do? You know, I've got accomplished that. And I'd been through some other things, like you mentioned. I'd been through a divorce years before that, some financial difficulties of bills I had from the divorce, and then student loan debt that I had. But just my income needed to get that up a little more to cover some of those expenses. And I had had dreams of the way I thought my life would look at that point. And my life wasn't exactly where I had wanted it to be. And so I heard other motivational speakers during that time, and it helped me through those times in my life. Just like, okay, I'm going to get this debt paid off. Okay, now I can, you know, try to accomplish some other goals that I have. But I thought, you know what? I want to be like those people. I want to be able to encourage others that are going through a tough time. But I thought, I need to learn how to do that. Because, you know, I hear a lot of people say, well, I could get up there and talk to anybody. And it's like, oh, there's a little more to it than that. Because I also play piano. I have a Bachelor of Music in Piano Performance. So I know there's more to when you get up in front of a group of people than just, okay, I'm going to tell you something. So one day I was having my piano tuned. And the guy that was tuning my piano, I don't even know how we got to talking about this. He asked me if I had heard of Toastmasters. And I said, well, I've heard the name, but what do they do? And so he explained it's a group that helps you with your speaking. And I thought, oh, that's cool. That's what I want to try and do. And so I joined my local Toastmasters group. And after a while, I was like, well, I want to get out and start practicing, you know, all of this stuff. And so I, after that, I was like, well, I don't know where else to go. But then I met somebody at a Toastmasters speech contest who knew you, Kim. And she was participating in part of it. And so she was that one that actually told me about, you should meet this lady named Kim. She's doing the same kind of thing, it sounds like, that you're trying to do. So that's how I got to my first I've Decided conference.
That's awesome. I've never heard that story before, Gwen. I love it. That isn't it amazing how, I don't know, when you stick the stake in the ground on your goal and you say, this is what I'm going to do, it's like God just kind of aligns some things to open those doors so that you can take that first step, so that you can take the action and put you in the situation where you really need to be to see the success and to fulfill those desires. There's a lot more to this story. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio today with Miss Gwen Alexander. Just listening to her share her story. She has an amazing journey and wonderful success stories. And, you know, but there's always the struggle that goes with the success. And it's motivational and inspirational to us, though, listening and learning how someone would go from point A, if you will, to point B, and how they get through those struggles and those trials to achieve their goals and dreams. And that's exactly what Gwen has done. And we're so excited to have her as a speaker at our February 1st Motivational Leadership Kickoff Conference coming up for you here in a few weeks. And I got so excited about having you on the show, Gwen, that in the first segment, I forgot to mention that we usually discuss our weekly winning word. Every week we have a weekly winning word. We send that out in our weekly winning resource to our members. And this week the word is intentional. And obviously I thought you would be a perfect guest for this show because really that's kind of what you've been doing is living intentional. You've been very intentional about what you desire and going for it and putting yourself in the right position and investing in yourself so that you can be successful. And so I love the word intentional. I know you do too.
Yes, I do.
And we kind of picked up with your journey at the conference 5 years ago. But really, you got to go all the way back a few more years.
Several more years.
Yeah, to share a little bit about your life journey that got you to that point. And I know that everyone would want to hear it because it's just quite an amazing story. So why don't you just kind of go on back there and share a little bit about that with us?
Okay. You know, everybody's been talking about the last decade, and this almost starts 2 decades ago. When I left college, I graduated from LSU, but then I went to work on a master's that I didn't finish. So when I left college, I'd gotten married. I married the person that I moved to. I live in Canton, Illinois now. And that was probably not the best decision for either of us. So the marriage didn't last very long, and we ended up getting a divorce. Well, at that time, I was in a kind of dark place I was living. It was middle November in Illinois, so it was freezing cold. I was living in an apartment where the heat, you might as well say there was no heat. It really just was freezing. So after I separated from my ex-husband, for about a month, all I would do was go to work, come home, and literally just go to sleep because I was freezing, first of all, and so I'd get under the covers, but I couldn't deal with what I was dealing with. I mean, there were actually family issues that I was dealing with from stuff back home. There was the financial issue. Like I said, I had lots of student loan debt. I had credit card debt I picked up while we were married just to pay bills, and I took the responsibility for that, and I just was depressed. And so for about a month, that's all I did was go to work, come home, go to sleep. But then about a month after we had separated, I did something different. When I came home, instead of going straight to bed, I went to the stove and I went to boil some water. And I just stopped and I said, you know what? I'm going to be okay. And then I put my head down, just turn on the stove to boil the water. But it's just weird how that one thought, just during that time when I just boiled some water, was like, hey, I'm going to be all right. Okay, you know, this is a tough time going through my life right now, but I've been through worse probably than this before. So I was intentional with what I did. I was like, okay, I got to get this debt tackled. And I always say I was working the Dave Ramsey plan before I even knew there was a Dave Ramsey because I started looking at my debt. You know, he tells you to try and have some savings. But my big thing was, okay, how much debt am I in? What can I sacrifice right now to get this paid down? And there were times when the food of choice was just spaghetti and spaghetti sauce. No meat, just the cheap stuff. And that's what I had to make it for a few days in the cold apartment with no heat. So, you know, it's enough to bring anybody down. But, you know, I was lucky to have the support of friends. A lot of them didn't know I was actually dealing with that at that time because I was kind of embarrassed. It was embarrassed because I let myself get into that situation. A lot of my family didn't know about it at that time either. I actually just a few years ago told them what I went through at that time, how money was low. And there was even one time I ran out of money 2 days before payday. So I had no food and I didn't know, okay, what am I going to do for 2 days? But luckily God provided and I was able to get some food with that. But like I said, I was intentional about what steps I need to do to get my debt under control. And then also I had gained a lot of weight. I had lost a lot of weight, but I gained it all back during that time. So then I was like, okay, now I need to get my health back under control again. And it didn't all happen at once. It was one step at a time. It was like, what one thing can I do in this area to help me to get back, you know, get the weight off? And at that time it was, I told you this story, in order to cut my calories, if I bought a pack of cheese, I would cut the cheese in half and just put half a slice on my sandwich, that have half the calories and the food would last longer. You know, you get creative with how to get to your goals. And that was at that time. But then since then, too, I've had I've had some health issues. I was diagnosed with lupus about 2 years ago. And actually, my life was going pretty good at that time. I thought, oh, good, you know, I'm got my debt paid off. I'm, you know, lost the weight again. And then, bam, now I have this chronic illness that doesn't go away, and you know you have to manage this the rest of your life. And I thought, well, maybe I'm not supposed to try and, you know, be a speaker and all these other things that I'm trying to do. Maybe God's trying to tell me that that's not the way that I want you to go. So I was at that time, I was ready just to give up on, trying to become a speaker. And actually, I have a podcast that I do also. And at that time, I thought, well, maybe I should just give that up, too. It's obviously maybe it's not what I'm supposed to be doing right
now.
You
felt kind of knocked down, like a little defeated, it sounds like.
Yeah,
out of the blue, you got sick.
Yeah, because, it's supposed to be like you're accomplishing your goals. You're getting towards your dreams. And this, you're not supposed to have any more challenges come up, right? It's just supposed to be smooth sailing from then on. So the water boiling was about 20 years ago. And then the lupus was about almost 3 years ago now. But what I learned 20 years ago is what I've been doing to help me through when I got sick 2 years ago, because I could have given up physically. I was working out about five days a week and really active. And now at that time I could barely move again. So I could have made the decision that I'm just going to, I don't want to hurt myself. But I'm glad I didn't, because now I'm back to weight training again about 4 days a week. And I did change my eating patterns a little bit. But the thing is, I didn't give up. I still decided that I'm going to still take little steps to get back to the physical goals that I have. And even financial, because now I have a lot of medical bills, than I had before, and prescriptions I have to pay for. So it's just a different challenge now.
Right. Now, so things are just going along, and then out of the blue, you just started not feeling well? Was that just like the first symptom?
It had been happening for a while, but in 2017, it got to the point where I could barely dress myself.
Oh, wow.
It took me about an hour just to get dressed, and I was actually getting ready to go to my doctor when I ended up in the emergency room several times and then the hospital. So it had been coming for a while.
You knew something wasn't right.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. Amazing. All right. We got to take a break here, but we're going to be right back in just a few minutes and continue to talk to Gwen about her intentional life. Stay with us, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're in the studio with Miss Gwen Alexander. She is a speaker and author and podcaster and got all kinds of things going here. Been discussing her journey and her success story. And hopefully you're being inspired and motivated to maybe think about, what are your goals? What are your dreams? What's something that maybe you've buried in there that you thought, forget it, I'm not going to do it. But maybe you're starting to feel it surface right now as you're hearing Gwen share her story, and you're thinking, well, maybe I could do that. We would love to have you join our community so that we can help you. That's what we do at I've Decided. We help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they may be. We provide you all the resources and tools and motivation, inspiration, all the pieces of the puzzle for your success. We have a motivational leadership conference. Our kickoff conference for 2020 is happening on Saturday, February 1st. And Gwen is going to be one of our speakers there. So that's really cool. You'll get to meet her there and see her there. But when you sign up as a member, you immediately have access and gain benefits. And one of them is that you get entry into all three of our motivational and leadership conferences. So we'd like to invite you to visit our website at ivedecided.org. While you're there, you can check out all of our business resources. We have over 60 business resources that are part of I've Decided that will help you in being successful, and want to give a huge shout out to them right now, and very grateful for them. And so please be sure to check them out while you're at the website joining, and I will look forward to seeing you at the conference. And I know, Gwen, you've been a community member of I've Decided. You actually joined our community. That's how you're here right now. And all of this is kind of happening through at least speaking at our conferences and how we connected. And so obviously the process works. If
yes.
You work the process, you're living proof of that.
Yes, you have all the resources that I need, Kim.
Well, thank you. So, it's a group of us, right? It takes
yes.
a village. So it's a whole bunch of people working together and supporting each other. Really, now it's just the community, you included. Anyone who's in our community, we're just all lifting each other up, I think.
And that's one thing I love about I've Decided is there's somebody you can find that you're trying to do the same thing, and you're just going to encourage each other along the way.
Yeah. Yep. And we have our success groups now. Love that. And so we actually now do the Master Your Message that you did in a program. But now we're kind of doing those monthly success groups where it's like more of a support group and accountability and just kind of networking and sharing. And speaking of finances, we have the get out of debt and also lose weight, among many others. So just another great benefit. But you know, I think about that water boiling, and that's the one that gets me every time. Every time and even today on the show, when you said, I started boiling water and I just thought, I'm going to be okay. Now, I feel like just kind of knowing what I know about behavior change and psychology and our brain and our mindset, I feel like you did something different. You just didn't get in the bed. So because you did something different, your brain just signaled a trigger of hope. It was like, okay, she did something different. She's going to be okay. What made you do something different? Like, where did that come from? Do you remember?
I can see myself walking into the apartment, and I don't remember exactly if something said, no, today you're not going to go to bed. There was nothing like that. It was just because usually my routine was I would just come home and get something to eat. And I think that was part of it is, you know, I kind of gone through my mourning process of, okay, the relationship's over. You know, your life maybe isn't where you want it to be, but now it's time to start doing something to get to where you need. But I think that was all subconscious. It wasn't like I was having this conversation with myself. I didn't know a lot of what I know now about goal setting and, you know, like negative thinking. It was just one of those things where, and some of that probably came back from when I was a child. My childhood was a little different. There in my nucleus family I grew up around, there was alcoholism, drugs, people use drugs to deal with stuff. You know, there was lots of anger, and I used food as my coping mechanism. So I think I just learned a lot as a child that when things get tough, you know, yeah, they're bad, but you just got to figure out how do you get through it. And I think when I went to boil the water, it's just my brain kicked into the, okay, now it's time to deal with it. We need to get going here. You can't stay here forever.
So hope in the boiling water.
Yeah.
Never going to forget that story. You guys, this is, you got to come hear her presentation. I just cannot even tell you enough how awesome it is. And then, so fast forward from there, you did lose some weight and you did start bringing yourself back together and you got out of debt, like you said. But then a couple years ago, you got kicked in the gut with this health issue. And I guess, you know, I'm sure some of the listeners are thinking too, where do you draw the motivation to keep going? It's like, how did you dig in, you know, and say, no, I'm not going to let this get me down?
I was actually ready to give up at that time because what I didn't mention was between August of 2017 and November, I was in the emergency room 6 times. And each time it was a different symptom. The doctors couldn't figure out what was going on. And I was in intense pain. I mean, like the kind of pain where I was gripping the rails on the bed because I was in so much pain. And finally, they just admitted me because they're like, we don't know what's going on, but something's wrong. And so that first hospital stay, I at the end of it, I thought, okay, this is it. Like I said, I'm just going to quit giving up on trying to do the speaking thing. I'm going to give up my podcast. And I also work a full-time job. I work at a bank, too. And I thought, well, I'll just concentrate on trying to work. And one of the nurses actually said something to me, and I'd almost forgot about that until you just mentioned it, that one day you're going to write a book about this and you're going to encourage a lot of people. And as I'm laying in the bed, I'm thinking, no, I'm not. Don't you realize I've given up already. I am not going to, you know, this, you don't realize how bad I feel right now. Of course, she doesn't know I'm having all these conversations in my head, but that kind of encouraged me. And then when I did finally get home and was able to try and start healing again, then I was in the hospital a second time 5 days later. And at that time, they said, oh, now you have a blood clot in your right lung, and you have fluid in your left lung, and you have fluid around your heart. And this was all at the same time.
Oh, my Lord.
And so that time I thought, okay, it's really over. I really should just give up. But when I got home finally and started trying to recoup again, I noticed my podcast listenership had picked up, and I thought, well, who are these people? Where are they coming from? I thought, well, I can't give up on that. Now people are listening. And even when I finally told my story about my health, my friends were like, well, are you okay? Because I really didn't say anything. And they were like, oh, Gwen, you're just so inspirational. I was like, well, I can't give up now. All these people are, you know, looking to me to inspire them to overcome what they're going through.
Wow. Now, so it's the you just had like pain all over? Like muscle pain?
It was muscle pain, and a lot of it was in my back. I don't know why, but it would just come in waves. So I might, for an hour, just be in pain, and then it might subside, but then it would come back. So that really makes you tired when you're in pain. You know, you're tired. You can't think straight. And my friends could really see how it was affecting me, too.
Wow. Amazing. We got to take another break. We'll be right back. We are back here at the I've Decided radio show. I am in the studio today with Gwen Alexander, speaker, author, podcaster, banker, all kinds of amazing things. I mean, we really haven't even tapped into your health journey where you've lost all this weight and live in a healthy lifestyle. I mean, that's a whole nother, I'm going to have you back on the show because we won't have enough time. But just an amazing, all around amazing lady who has stuck the stake in the ground on some of her dreams and her life. You're living it intentional. That's our weekly winning word this week. Our weekly winning word that I've decided is intentional. Something done on purpose. So you are purposefully living your life. You are taking charge of, or taking control, I should say, or taking charge of your decisions and where you are going and the path you're taking. I love it. But we had to head off to the break, and you said something that I'm like, I got to come back to that because I love this. I love that nurse who, I don't know who she was, or he could have been.
It was a she, but I don't remember what her name was.
I don't know who she was, but I can tell you I love her because she prophesied over you, I think. And in that hospital room, when in your mind, and she had no idea that you were giving up in your mind and you were thinking you were done, and she basically said, you're going to write a book.
Yes.
and you said, you were like, you have no idea how I feel.
No, it was just, like I said, I was at the point of, I'm just done trying to do any of this anymore. And like I mentioned earlier, it's probably God's way of saying, yeah, this is not the way that I want you to go. But about a year ago, I realized that maybe God wasn't saying, this isn't the way I want you to go. Maybe he was saying, how bad do you want this?
Oh.
And that even stopped me in my tracks. I was like, wow, yeah, it could be that. How bad did you want it? Because it was a defining moment for me of, am I going to try to continue to do, the speaking, the podcasting, and,
Now you got to write a book.
Yeah. Well, I actually have one out already. It's called, but it's a short one. It's called Losing Weight to Gain Control, Loving Your Weight Maintenance Journey. Where I kind of talked about, in 2015 it was 2011 when I decided that, hey, I can't do this anymore. I've got to get this weight off because I'm a stuffer is what I call it. I stuff food in so I don't have to think about anything. And so when I lost the weight this time, it was to get control of my life. It wasn't just to get control of my weight, but I mean my thinking, the negative thinking that I felt like was holding me back with trying to accomplish my goals. Even today, this year, my goal is to stop being so negative to myself. I'm so positive, encouraging everybody else, but usually my first thought is something negative when I have a thought about something I'm trying to accomplish. So I'm still dealing with that, and that's what I always let everyone know. It's not that you never get to the point where you don't think negative or you don't have issues. You just get to a point where you learn to see those issues sooner, and you have a plan of how you're going to deal with them. Like you said, being intentional.
Right.
One of the things I've noticed over the years is whatever I've written down, I've done it, like the steps to get to where I am. Even with the Master Your Message, I wrote down that I was going to take that program months before I took it. And then I took it, and it wasn't even almost conscious. It was like, okay, my mind already knew she has taken this course. It's time to sign up for it.
That's so awesome. I mean, just amazing. And I don't even know if you know this because it's kind of like we just brought these people on board for the conference. But did you see that we're going to have Speak It to Book at our conference?
No, I didn't see that one.
On February 1st. So I don't know what's going on with this whole book thing here. But kind of an impromptu, I've been searching high and low in our area, in the Peoria area, trying to find someone who could lead, I've decided to write a book kind of program. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of people in our community that have written books, and I've written a book, but teaching someone how to write a book is a totally different ballgame. And so I've just, you know, I love to hire local. Most all of our speakers are local. Everything we do is local, but I just have struggled finding a person to help. And there's so many people that want that. And I ran across a guy named Caleb Brakey from Speak It to Book on LinkedIn. And they're out of the state of Washington. And they have a whole program that they're rolling out for average people to get from zero, you know, from point A to point B, from writing the book to publishing the book and everything in between. And they're going to be speaking at our conference on April the 1st.
Oh, cool.
So you're going to need to make a connection there so you can get that second book
written. See, the first one was practice, right?
That's right. That's right. So we're excited about that. And obviously, I think I have another book I want to write. You're probably going to write another book because you got to get this story. This story.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that you're sharing. And there's even more to it that you're going to talk about at the conference in your power session.
Yes.
But also the podcast. I need to know where your podcast is because I don't know that if I've seen it, I've passed over it. I didn't, you know, where do we find
your
podcast?
Well, there's so many podcasts out there.
I know, right?
It's, you can find it on iTunes, Google Play. I don't think it's on Stitcher, but pretty much any podcast app. It's called Losing Weight to Gain Control. And pretty much, you know, I talk about challenges that we face with weight loss. But a lot of what I talk about is the mind, the stuff with the mind. I talk about the invisible weight, you know, like you work on losing the invisible weight while you're working on losing the physical weight. Because a lot of what was hindering me, like I said, I was a stuffer with food. So it had nothing to do with the food. It was the emotional stuff I was dealing with. And once I started learning how to deal with the emotional eating, then, you know, the food kind of took care of itself. And then I started, I have a saying that I like to say, create a life you don't have to use food to escape from. And so I started doing things. I went on the Spirit of Peoria. 1 year was my thing because I'd never done it. And, you know, I started going to things at the local museum here, even in Canton, you know, going out and doing things that I'd just never done, just not sitting in the house. You know, being depressed about, I don't like the way my life is going. Well, get out and do something about it. I mean, I was telling my own self to suck it up and just get out and change it then.
And that's what you did.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about when we say intentional. It's like, be intentional. If you don't like the way something is going,
do something different.
Do something different. And our message for 2020 is there's always more. And it comes back again to that water boiling, right? That probably triggered something in you to be like, there's more than just going to that bed and crawling under those covers.
And actually, what's funny is I think about, if you would have told me 20 years ago that I would be doing what I am now, I would have just laughed at you and said, yeah, right, whatever. You know, please stop making fun of me. But so I'm trying to be positive, and, you know, everybody's talking about the next decade. It's like, wait to see where I'm going to be in the next decade.
Oh, yeah. Bring it. Bring it. And I'm sure you're rooting for LSU.
Oh, yeah. Go Tigers.
All right. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here, Gwen. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Kim.
You guys for tuning in today. Come to the conference. We'd love to see you there. Have a great Sunday. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?